KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies at 66 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. A high of 81 with winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A motorcycle accident Wednesday evening in Adams County claimed the life of a man from Carbon. The Iowa State Patrol reports 65-year-old Harold Wayne Mitchell of Carbon died when the 2008 Harley-Davidson FL8GX he was riding failed to negotiate a curve on southbound Chestnut Street on 175th Street northwest of Corning. The cycle left the road to the right and entered a ditch. The crash happened at around 5:30 p.m. Mitchell, who was not wearing a helmet or protective gear, was ejected from the cycle and pronounced dead at the scene by the Adams County Medical Examiner. Well, community development block grant funds are being applied for to help pay for two projects aimed at allowing more people to live in the hub of Atlantic. It's downtown. SWPCO's Alexis Fleener and Dr. Matt Warish informed the city council during their meeting Wednesday evening that if approved, CDBG funds of up to $9,000 will be helped to renovate the upper floors of Warish's buildings at 509 and 511 Chestnut Street. The plan is for those sections of buildings to be renovated into apartments similar to what was accomplished at the Whitney Building at 3rd and Chestnut. Fleener said officials of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, are excited to see Atlantic grow and are highly interested in funding housing development projects in the downtown business area.
We are doing the things that they kind of put forth, which includes taking some of the metal encapsulations off of the buildings and bringing new life into the second floor of buildings, which brings new opportunity.
The first phase of the grants allowed for participating merchants to update or replace their building facades. Fleener said if this grant request is approved, it'll make it less costly for Warish to renovate their downtown building, top and bottom floors.
Our buildings need to look nice, not just the one that retail might be going into, but the neighbors and all of it as a whole. We've talked about this before. The look of the downtown is a public good.
Absolutely.
It's consumed by everyone.
Yes.
And when you start having more people come downtown, when you start attracting people to live into town, some of those people want to live where the action is.
Dr. Warish has used the first round of CDB grants to tear off the tin from his building facade and install some new windows. He's now ready to move on to the next stage, and SWPCO is ready to apply for a grant that would cover half the project cost for 509 Chestnut.
He is working on the upper stories of both, but we are applying for a housing grant to do rehab of two units in 509. The city doesn't need to put anything into it. We're not asking for money.
Dr. Warish described the project in more detail.
So there'll be one apartment above 511, and I currently rent a place at the Whitney, and I stay here two or three nights a month average. And then this would be two apartments, one two-bedroom and one single, about 511. That's where Gene used to live. Mm-hmm. And then with a new garage in the back. And then the hope is to make the storefront on both buildings as attractive as possible, get the drop ceilings down, and a little bit like Hanson's Jewelry. Or
Leaner says the grant application is due at the end of August. She asked for, and the city council authorized SWPCO to pursue those grant funds. Well, the Iowa Insurance Division is using civil penalties and licensing fees paid to the agency to fund a financial literacy program that's aimed at women. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The program is called Smart Her Money. The Iowa Insurance Division paid an Iowa-based consulting firm called Amperage $250,000 to create, advertise, and manage the program. A Smart Her Money conference is planned for August 19th in Cedar Falls. Plus, the firm has created a new state website under the Smart Her Money brand. The company conducted an online survey last fall that found 93% of Iowa women who responded have a role in managing their finances, but only half of the women describe their household as financially secure. I'm O.K. Henderson.
According to the consulting firm, younger women who responded to the online survey were more likely to report stress about saving for retirement and having enough money saved to deal with emergencies. 8% had saved nothing in the past year, and 45% said they're not confident they're saving enough for retirement. Half the women who responded to the online questionnaire said they didn't have the time or knowledge to be more involved in making decisions about their household finances. And the pace of vaccinations appears to be trending up slightly in Iowa as the number of patients hospitalized in the state for treatment of COVID grows. In the past 40 days, the number of COVID patients in Iowa hospitals has grown from 46 to more than 200. And that's a 77% increase. The Iowa Department of Public Health weekly report shows the state averaged about 500 new cases of COVID in each of the past 7 days. That's about 7% higher than daily case counts a year ago. The state website shows just over 47% of Iowans are fully vaccinated, and a 0.3% increase from the previous week. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.